Peanuts may be an ensemble franchise, but there's no denying that Charlie Brown and Snoopy are at its heart. The original comic strip was considered quite literary, with good old Charlie Brown and his friends discussing deep philosophical concepts from a childish perspective. Snoopy was always the vehicle for visual gags, levity, and more overt humor in the comic. Over time, series creator Charles Schulz characterized Snoopy as the opposite of Charlie Brown. The Beagle is bold where Charlie Brown is anxious, creative where Charlie Brown is analytical, and content where Charlie Brown is melancholy. Over the course of 5 decades, this opposites attract approach actually bloomed into one of the most beloved relationships in fiction. Snoopy can't speak out loud, and that seems to be a good thing for Charlie Brown, as he can't overthink the dog's words. However, the audience gets to read Snoopy's thoughts in many cases, giving us a more intimate view of their friendship. Charlie Brown and Snoopy were destined to be a fan-favorite pairing from the start, but their relationship kept evolving over 50 years of Schulz's comics, and it is still developing today in other mediums. Read on for 5 comic strips that are integral to understanding Charlie Brown and Snoopy. 5 World War I Flying Ace. This 1975 comic strip highlights Snoopy's role as a protector of Charlie Brown, a rare but essential part of their dynamic. It's unclear if Charlie Brown was really going to fall for this autographed baseball scam, but either way, Snoopy was itching for a chance to jump in and defend him. As a bonus, Snoopy channels his World War I Flying Ace persona to show that he's feeling heroic and daring. 4 All Dogs Like to Go for Walks. Snoopy may be protective of his friend, but he's not above a little pampering for himself. This 1963 strip turns the archetype of the hyperactive dog on its head, as Snoopy isn't looking for exercise, he wants a leisurely ride in the stroller. At the same time, this is another example of how nothing ever goes as expected for Charlie Brown. He couldn't even predict how a dog would respond to a walk. The irony is that most dogs would have reacted exactly as he expected. He just happens to have the most unique dog in American history. 3. It just doesn't get any better than this. This 1989 comic may be the perfect encapsulation of Charlie Brown and Snoopy's differing worldview. As they sit under a tree enjoying lunch, Charlie Brown revels in simple contentment. "Here we are, 2 old friends sitting together sharing a sandwich," he muses. "I can tell you it just doesn't get any better than this." Snoopy doesn't exactly look unhappy, but he definitely doesn't see that sentiment as a comfort the way Charlie Brown does. "It doesn't?" he wonders. While Charlie Brown is eager to find a moment of peace away from his own anxieties and the pressures of the world, Snoopy is immediately fearful of his prospects dwindling. The Beagle always believes his best days may be ahead of him, while Charlie Brown is just grateful for the respite. 2 Coloring. Snoopy definitely became more anthropomorphic as the years went on, so it's no surprise to see him sitting beside Charlie Brown in a classroom in this 1996 strip. The joke here is that the teacher is the only person surprised by Snoopy's behavior at this point. Schulz had to balance to the surrealism of his comic carefully to keep Snoopy's intelligence and humanity consistent through all his different relationships. Here, he's just part of the package deal you get when Charlie Brown comes to class. 1. I was already happy. Finally, this 1989 strip might be the most famous and most heartwarming snapshot of Charlie Brown and Snoopy from all their years in print. Approaching the doghouse, Charlie Brown apologizes to his dog for failing him, saying, "I really thought I could devote my whole life to making you happy." Snoopy doesn't comfort his friend, but not because he doesn't care. He simply can't comprehend where this melodrama is coming from. "I was already happy," he thinks. This is another great summation of the differences in their personalities. Snoopy doesn't see himself as incomplete, nor does he see his life as a quest for meaning and fulfillment. He takes life as it is in every moment, while Charlie Brown overthinks himself into a stupor.